Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey there, I got a thing in the mail about new fiber in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help you with any questions you might have about it. How can I help you today?
So yeah, I wanted to see if I wanted to get hooked up with it. I don't think they're done with my neighborhood though.
Okay, can I get your address, sir?
5 Kent, Kent Road in Red Hook, New York, 12571.
One moment while I look up that address.
They've been going around the neighborhood digging and putting it in, but I don't know if they're done.
Looks like we are going to be officially done and have service availability on November 30th. So we can actually get you signed up today if you'd like to make sure that you're set up to go. And on the 30th of November, we'll give you a call to get you set up for your installation appointment. And that way you're good to go and you don't have to worry about anything else today if you'd like to sign up today.
Sure.
Alrighty, give me one moment. Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And what speed of service were you looking at? Were you just looking at what was provided on like our little postcards and stuff that you've seen saying for the 1 gig for $69.99? We do offer a 500 megabyte per second and a 2 gig speed as well. Which one would you prefer?
So there's one that's slower, is that cheaper?
So our 500 megabyte service is $59.99 after ACH, auto payments, and paperless billing. And for $10 more, you can get the 1 gig, so essentially doubling your speed for only $10 more a month.
Okay. And you guys don't have cable though, huh? No
No,
TV.
we only offer internet and home phone services.
Oh, I can get home phone too.
Yep.
Do I have to get a new number though?
No, we can actually port your number in. Essentially, like what you would do if like you switched service providers for your cell phone, we take the phone number that you have with your old that you already have and have working, and we bring it over to our services instead.
Is there any extra fee for that phone line?
Yes, there is. Our phone lines are an additional $24.99 a month.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a contract where I have to do it for 2 years?
No, sir. We actually have no contracts here at Arch Top Fiber, so you're not locked into anything. Our price of $69.99 for our 1 gig internet with ACH auto payment and paperless billing, and the $24.99 for home phone, if you decide to do that, is non-contractual, which means you're free to leave and take your business elsewhere if you so choose to at any time.
Okay, and there's no cost to hook up to it.
No, sir.
And what do they do? Do they come to my house and set it all up?
That is correct. It's like you would have with any other kind of internet provider. We will, because we're running new wiring and new systems through your neighborhood, the day before, we will actually hook up your house. Essentially, it's called what we call doing a drop, where we connect your home to our service at the street. We don't go inside the home. We just bring the cabling to your home. The day following, on the day of your installation, we have a technician that arrives to actually get the service hooked up inside the home, which does require an adult over the age of 18 to be there for.
So you basically just hook up the fiber to like a coaxial cable, or how does it work?
No, we actually run whole brand new fiber to each house.
Okay.
So we do not
And
run
so
off,
you
we don't run off of coaxial cabling at all. Everything is 100% fiber.
And then that goes into my like Wi-Fi. How does it hook up to my computer?
So we provide what's known as a ONT gateway. Essentially, it is a modem that actually is the endpoint for our fiber connection from the street that converts that entire light-based signal into a wireless and Ethernet-based internet signal, which you would find like getting hooked up to your Wi-Fi modem, your Wi-Fi router, so that it can go out through the rest of your house and connect to your computer.
Okay, so like it would go to my Orbi.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll get the one gig. I mean, can my Orbi even handle that?
Most of them can, from what I've been looking through, because I have had a couple other customers who have had the Orbi system as well. Most of the Orbis can actually handle up to 2 gigs pretty regularly, so that the 1 gig should not be any issues. And most modern devices are actually built in to handle up to that 1,000 megabytes per second.
And they can do that without wires.
Yes, they should be able to.
Wow. Yeah, I'll get the gigabyte, the $69.99.
All right, no worries. Just so you are aware, you do get one additional extender if you are do need it. You can just let the technician know the day of installation that is saying, yes, I'd like to use our additional extender. You don't have to if you do have your own system in place, which is sounding like you do, so you don't have to worry about that. And would you
Does
like to
that
bring your
cost money,
so
the extender?
so the first one that we would provide to you is free. If you would like any additional ones, you can always give us a call back and we can set you up for one, or we can set you up for an additional one today, which would be two extenders at the time of installation. But those are an additional $79.99 a month for those.
Yeah, I don't think I need another one.
No worries there. And did you want to bring your home phone over to us?
Not at this moment. Can I wait on that?
You can definitely wait on that. All you have to do is let us know whenever you're ready to bring it over, and we'd be happy to get that set up for you.
Okay.
All right. For your home, do you own or rent?
We own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they from the pole or are they underground?
The pole, I
Awesome.
believe.
Awesome. Is your service address different from your billing address?
No.
Fantastic. Can you spell out your first and last name for me so I have it correct on our records?
Greg, Greggg, Huebner, Huebner.
You spell your last name one more time for me?
Huebner.
And what's a good email
People
address?
say Hubner, but it's Huebner.
Understandable. And what's a good email address for you, Greg?
Huebner@Yahoo.
And the phone number you're contacting me at, that 845-594-1076, is that a good contact number for you?
Yeah, that's my cell, yeah.
Fantastic. I'll utilize that. We have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Probably either one of them, I guess. Phone or email.
Phone or email. Just so you're aware, here at Archtop Fiber, we can provide you with automated or pre-recorded calls that may come from Archtop Fiber or any one of its agents. You do not It is not a condition of signing up for service. And for emails, we will be able to notify you about account specific updates, as well as potential other marketing and deals that may come down the road. Just so you may unsubscribe from emails at any time by either contacting us or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your email. So we're looking at a 1 gigabyte home fiber internet connection, no additional extenders, no home phone at 5 Kent Road in Red Hook. You do own your home, you get your power from the pole, and your billing address is not different from your service address. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. It's not going to hurt your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information that you are who you say you are and seeing if a minimum deposit is required. You can bypass at any time doing so, will require you to pay that minimum deposit. Would you like to run a credit check today?
What do I have to do that?
So for that, what we do is essentially we take your name, where you're getting your service, your phone number, the basic information. And then because it is a credit check, we use a company called Online Utility Exchange. That pretty much is what is used by your utility companies, your banks, any place that you would do for any kind of services. They would ask you the same kind of questions we are. Essentially, we just run a soft credit check. It doesn't hurt your credit score. We just utilize your social security number to check on time payments and see if that minimum deposit is required.
But if I can just pay the deposit,
if
do I
you'd
get
like
that
to,
back?
yes, you. So for that 50, so that minimum deposit, you actually would get that minimum deposit back at the time of termination, which means after you decide that you would like to move on from us here at Archtop Fiber, if you do wish to move on, we will actually send that $50 deposit back to you, and it's just held in interim until that time.
Or I have to give my social security number over.
Yes, and we actually don't catalog any of that information. The Online Utility Exchange, what they actually do is they take that information, run the quick soft credit check, and then immediately everything goes down to the last four.
The last four what?
The last four of your social. It's essentially the what is used by almost everything for as a unique identifier for you.
All right, I'll just do the credit check.
All right, fantastic. Let me gather a couple bits of information, and I will get this. And you spell Greg Greggg, correct?
Yeah.
All right, Greg, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social just so I can run the check.
133-622-6213.
Thank you very much for that. That information is processing now. And you're a great match. And as I said, everything is just down to your basic information. We will not hold any of that information. And Online Utility Exchange is actually the best rated service, so they will not share your data with anybody. You will not be required to make any kind of deposit at this time. And would you like to enroll in our autopay and paperless billing to secure that $69.99 price?
Sure.
Fantastic. So we have two options. The best one, which will get you the $69.99 price, is going to be an ACH or an electronic check. Would you like to use that? We can use a debit or credit card, but that will only give you a $5 discount.
Yeah, I'll do the checking.
All right, fantastic. All right, Greg, whenever you're ready, all I need is your routing and account number just so I can set this up.
Routing number is 221-97-1264.
Should be with an Ulster Savings.
Yes.
All right, Greg, what is the account number?
5670-93917.
Thank you very much for that. Take it, Greg. Hubner is the his name on the account.
Yes, and my wife.
Okay, and what is her name?
Nancy Hubner, H-U-B-N-E-R.
Thank you. And is this a checking account?
Yep.
Do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you much for that, Greg. So I do have a couple of disclaimers and disclosures I do have to go over with you. These are essentially our legal disclaimers. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to the fiber at the street the day before the installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, we'll help to permanently bury that that cable may be laid on the ground and will help to permanently bury that cable within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed before you call and cancel with them. Sorry, my brain is still slightly waking up. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by us here at Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, when you decide you wanted to cancel, you'll receive a return kit to send all of the associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and any other account-specific details by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of services? They do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. And so you said you got like our little mailer, and that's how you heard about us?
Yes. Fantastic.
Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, small, you know, septic tanks, small wells, large wells, anything like that?
No.
Nope. All right. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for our technicians or myself?
No. I have a septic tank, but it's in the backyard. I don't think you'd go near it.
No, I understand, but I will actually just make sure that it's listed that there is one on the property. That's the way they're aware of, and they're a little bit more cautious just in case.
Okay.
Even if it's not in the ready access way of where they most likely will be, I always do like to add that little bit of information just so that way they can be like, hey, just so we're aware you have a septic tank on the property, we're going to be extra careful. Because to be honest, we don't want to cause any issues. So,
yep.
Alrighty. Well, Greg, we're good to go. We've got you enrolled, and we will be giving you a call on the 30th of November or thereabouts to make sure that you'll have all of your service ready to go, and we'll be able to get you signed up for your installation date.
Okay, so I don't schedule that now.
No, we don't schedule that now. We actually can't schedule that out until it's closer to your actual service date, the in-service date for your address. Because right now there's still, as you said, they're still laying out all the fiber cablings in the streets. So we have to wait for our construction company to give us the go-ahead before we can do those installations.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Greg?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. And like I said, we'll be giving you a call here in about a month and a half or so to get you set up for your installation.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.